Next Tuesday, Election Day in Missouri. Nothing being watched more closely than the U.S. Senate race, where Vicky Hartzler now joins us on KCMO Talk Radio after a big announcement yesterday that she will not support Mitch McConnell for Senate Majority Leader. Congresswoman Hartzler, thank you for being here. What made you come to this decision yesterday?
Well, this latest bill, this gun legislation, is just the final straw, broke the camel's back, along with getting rolled by Joe Biden and by Chuck Schumer on this latest deal. He said, "Hey, we're gonna go ahead and pass this legislation," and then they end up doing the Bill Back Better bill. And Joe Manchin came out and said, "Hey, you know, we're going to go ahead and come with this deal to further waste tax dollars and promote Green New Deal proposals and raise taxes." And, you know, Mitch McConnell got completely rolled on that provision. And so, you know, we need a true conservative leader. He'll stand up to Joe Biden and to Chuck Schumer, and who's going to turn things around. And he just continues to get kowtow and acquiesce to the Senate Democrats. And I think it's time with somebody with a backbone that's a true conservative to lead the Senate.
So, you note the gun bill that was backed by Mitch McConnell. So that was about 5 weeks ago. So why not then, if that was something that was so bothersome to you, why not come out after that bipartisan bill and say, hey, leadership needs to turn over?
Well, I was out on the campaign trail just visiting with people about, you know, what the problems were and what we needed to do to take back this majority. And then with this week, with this bill where he got rolled yesterday, I just said, this is the last straw. We've just got to have new leadership there.
Mm-hmm. Because some people are going to say, well, it's 4 days before the election and, you know, now is a convenient time to come out with this. So you're saying the timeline of this and being 4 days out of the election was not a motivator necessarily, and this is something you had been thinking about?
Oh, it is. I've been weighing this for a while. But being now on the campaign trail too, you know, people all in Missouri are sick of it. And it's like, hey, you know, we just need to move forward with new leadership, and we need a fighter. We need somebody that's going to stand up to Joe Biden. And, you know, I've been the fighter in Washington, staying up against leadership for several years and getting things done. I've been fighting for the people of Missouri, and that's why, you know, I'm the best person to go into the Senate and to represent them, because I have worked alongside President Trump to rebuild the military, to secure the border. We had energy independence when I was there, and stand up as a pro-life leader. And that's what we need right now in the Senate. Somebody with that experience who's one of them. Mm-hmm. And I'm a Missourian who's a fighter.
Do you look at this down the home stretch here, Congresswoman, and see it as a two-person race? Do you see it as a three-person race? I mean, how do you and your campaign view this thing with 4 days to go based on where your primary competition is coming from?
Yeah, it's a two-person race between Eric Schmidt and myself, and there's such a big difference between us. I mean, he talks tough, but he has never been in the trenches in D.C. fighting the fight and getting things done. And he hasn't been a true conservative. He was a liberal Republican when he was a state senator, and he's trying to reinvent himself. I mean, he voted to sell farmland to China. He negotiated with the Chinese Communist Party to try to turn the St. Louis airport into a China hub and use over $480 billion of our state tax credits to do that. And now he's trying to pretend that he's tough on China, whereas I have actually been sanctioned by the Chinese Communist Party. But I've also been in Washington fighting for our values and getting things done, being a pro-life leader, staying up against the woke left. I've been the one that's been sanctioned from Twitter for speaking up for girls' sports because, you know, I'm a former track coach, and, you know, we've got to stand up for the truth. Mm-hmm. As a deep person of faith and a fighter and a farmer, former school teacher, a small business owner, and a person who cares about the people of this state, I'm the best person to represent and fight for our values. And Eric Schmidt has been AWOL on the campaign trail as well. I mean, he doesn't go out and speak with Missourians. He thinks he doesn't need to, I guess. He's, you know, wouldn't debate me, and so the statewide debates had to be canceled. He's like Joe Biden, hiding in his basement, trying to avoid the voter and just relying on his billionaire friends to run attack ads against me and smear and run accusations that are not true, trying to cut down the true public servant in this state, the true person who really cares about people, the true person who's actually gotten things done for them and is a fighter. And, you know, I don't think that that's going to stand next week. And we're so excited about this Heartland tour that we are on. We've done probably 20 different stops already and probably got about another 15 more to go. But the people are coming out. They're excited. I'm grateful for the endorsement of Senator Josh Hawley, as well as Missouri Farm Bureau, Missouri Right to Life, Susan B. Anthony List. All of the grassroots organizations are saying, we know Vicky. We know that she is the fighter. She is the true conservative. She is the one that truly cares about people and fights to get things done. She's the leader that we need in the Senate.
Last thing, Congresswoman, you know, with this Mitch McConnell news that you broke yesterday, is there somebody, I know it's a complicated process, but is there somebody that in Vicky Hartzler's perfect world would want to be or could be the next Senate Majority Leader?
Well, I think there's several good conservatives that are fighters in the Senate that that I think would be great. And, you know, on that list would be our own Senator Josh Hawley, who has stood up time and time again courageously for our values and for the things that we hold dear. And so I'm not going to endorse one specific person this time, but certainly Josh would, you know, be on my list. And I just think it's time for a change. I mean, Mitch has been there, seems like forever, mm-hmm. And time again, acquiesces to the Democrats and yeah. gets rolled by him. In fact, you know, this week, the latest thing, he got rolled. Mm-hmm. And we need somebody with a backbone who's going to fight back because we have to stop this train wreck. And that's why I'm running for the Senate, is because if we don't, we're not going to recognize our country. And I'm the best person who's ready on day one to take the helm, who has the national security background and expertise and understanding to keep us safe, who has fought for our values, both life, Second Amendment, religious liberty, who has gone to the border and came back and passed legislation to give our Border Patrol the authority to take out drones that the drug cartels were using, that passed the legislation for our Gold Star families after a mom in my district lost her son in Afghanistan, was denied her full life insurance benefits, who passed legislation to help Waynesville and all people experiencing disasters because FEMA had done a disastrous job of actually helping them, and we reformed FEMA. On and on, I'm the one who's been in the trenches, stand up for agriculture as the only farmer, rural broadband, and I'm ready on day one to fight this fight and to turn this thing around the Senate. And I ask for people's support and vote and going to VickyHartzler.com, where you can sign up, contribute, volunteer, and let's take back our country together.
Vicky Hartzler on KCMO, thank you so much for being here. We'll talk to you soon. Good luck.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.